Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Talk about the brotherhood on this Washington squad. Meanwhile, Russell Wilson doing a dance. The Steelers will improve to 7-2. Commanders will fall to 7-3.
Big time. But we did a lot today that they weren't accustomed to. You know, they had only had 13 three and outs through nine football games. That was an agenda of ours. 47% of their drives reached the red zone. That was an agenda of ours. They're a dangerous group. They're a hot group. But we want to be the firemen. We want to put that stuff out.
And that they did. Steelers 28, Commanders 27. Good afternoon, everybody. Let's start by saying happy Veterans Day, everyone. We've got about 200,000 veterans here in the greater Pittsburgh area. Many of them fighting in conflicts like Korea, Vietnam, the Gulf, Afghanistan, protecting our freedoms. They're back here. We should do more for them and just want to give them a little tip of the cap. Mulsey has done some golf tournaments.
It's about
veterans.
The warrior, wounded warrior. Yep.
And so we've seen it up close and personal. Veterans want to call in today. You want to give a veteran a shout out, by all means, 412-928-9370. I think we'd love that. And I loved yesterday. And I want to know if people are believing. Are they in? Are they on the bandwagon? Was that enough for the Steelers cynics, for the Steelers skeptics, for those who were like, yeah, I got to see them play a good team. I got to see them go on the road and cool off a great quarterback. If how they won, the way they won was enough to get them on board. Because I'm in. I bet them to win the Super Bowl last week.
Yeah, and the fact that they didn't immediately have the entire team get injured and lose by 35 in this game, already a good sign for them after that bet you made. I think there's two ways a team can that hasn't already established itself as good. Like, the Chiefs don't need to prove to anybody they're good, even though right now they keep staggering to wins in random fashion. Everyone assumes, because of who their quarterback is, who their coach is, their best football is ahead of them on offense, and they're probably right to assume that. I think there's two ways, though, that a quote-unquote up-and-coming team that doesn't have a recent track record of excellence can establish itself as really good. One is to just destroy everything in its path. The way, honestly, the Lions did, and the way they, I guess, announced themselves at the beginning of last year beating the Chiefs in that season opening game, Pony. You can either annihilate and flatten everybody in front of you almost every week, or you can, if you've already played several games and there maybe are still lingering questions, I think do what the Steelers did yesterday. And it's why I am on board. You go on the road against a team that I think is a good team in Washington. Like, I don't really have a changed opinion of them than I did going in, which is that they are a good football team. You don't even have close to your best, and you have multiple things happen that could easily derail an effort for victory. And you still win the game. That sells me. Good teams win that game yesterday. Really good teams, in fact, win that game yesterday. Bad teams don't. Like, if you go into that game as a, instead of a 6-2, as a 4-4 team, you probably find a way to end up 4-5. You've got Jaylen Warren going full Ernest Biner in 1988 at the goal line. You've got a fake punt that I know we'll talk about later, but you have James Pierre go full Dwight Hands of Stone, to use another old reference. You have Russell Wilson finally throw a moon ball that ends up in another team's hands, and then George Pickens appearing to look like a vampire after the play, trying to like eat the guy's face. And all those things happen, and you still win the game, you're good. Your quarterback's good, you're good. You should be taken seriously as a really good football team. That is how I look at the Steelers after yesterday. That is not the best they've played this year, Pony, but that is their best win of the year.
Oh, what else is close? Atlanta, the first
stuffing
week?
The Chargers with what they look like with Fields as your quarterback is a pretty good win, because the Chargers keep suffocating teams. That's a good win. This was, I think, a lot of questions answered. What happens when Russ doesn't connect on like 65% of his passes? What happens when the other team doesn't roll over and play dead the way that the Jets did? What happens when the other team has a better quarterback than Danny Dimes, for example? Bunch of different questions asked of the Steelers yesterday. Hell, honestly, in the Wilson era, what happens when you're facing real honest-to-God adversity? There's less than 3 minutes left, and you aren't winning the football game. What do you do? And all they did was, Russ drops back under what looks like it's going to be a ferocious rush, drops a ball in a bucket, and the dude that they brought in to do literally probably one thing, run deep and catch deep balls, makes a great catch and makes sure to get down in bounds. Boom. Game. It's a good football team wins that game. They are a very good football team right now. And I think that there is reason to believe that they will continue to be.
They don't win that game with late stage Ben Roethlisberger, with Kenny Pickett, with Mason Rudolph,
with Mitch, with Fields, none of them.
They win it because they took a flyer on Russell Wilson because there was little risk in, they thought, and I thought it was possible that they would get high reward for it. And we're seeing it pay dividends. He played a so-so game at points yesterday, but when he needed to step up and make plays, he did. I mean, on that last drive before the Mike Williams touchdown, the play where he ran around and then found Calvin Austin, that's an old-school Seattle Russell Wilson in his prime play, where he just bought
time.
He took a
second and long and turned it into a third and pretty short.
Yeah, and found a guy downfield.
Mm-hmm.
He's doing the things that the Mark Schlereths and the Mina Kimes and the Dan Orlovskys and these highfalutin national sports people that watch the film of Russell Wilson said, he's cooked, he's fried, he can't do these things anymore. And we've either lucked out, or because the Steelers were bold and said, we're not going to do the same old, and just living with Kenny Pickett and trusting a first-round pick going into year three ain't good enough. I mean, however you want to rehash the way that they got him here, it really doesn't matter. They now have a quarterback that they can win a championship with because they're pairing it with a great defense. And I know that they gave up 27 points yesterday, and they fell victim to one of the trademarks or hallmarks of the Roethlisberger era. When they would score a touchdown right before the end of the first half, they'd get the ball to start the second half, and they'd score another touchdown. They double dip. They double up.
They flattened the Steelers for two possessions ultimately and did very little else. They got 145 of 242 yards on two drives.
This is a double compliment segment here to start for Tomlin. He gets credit for the persuasive power of convincing Russell Wilson to only take the vet minimum, stick it to Denver, come here, I'll give you a chance to play, you have my word. And even when Fields was playing well, he stood by his word. I thought it was hokey and silly. I'm wrong. Tomlin's right. And the Steelers are now in a great spot because of that decision by Mike. And his defense, they took away what Jaden Daniels did best. Jaden Daniels this year has been an incredible runner of the football. That's why they were 11 for 11 on fourth down. Some of the stats are reminiscent of when Lamar Jackson first took over in Baltimore.
Teams couldn't handle him.
He only ran it three times for 5 yards. They didn't want to do it. They didn't want to try it. It's not even like they went to that well and it was dry. They just refused to have Jaden Daniels do the thing that has set him apart this year. Yes, he's incredibly accurate, but even in that respect, he was only a 50% passer yesterday. Tomlin has this incredible record, the best record of all time against rookie quarterbacks, and his defense, they didn't make Jaden Daniels look like ass, but they made him look like a much inferior version of the Jaden Daniels that we've seen all year.
How about I got to give Mike more credit then on something else. Would you like a triple, possibly a quadruple compliment?
I will allow for all the Mike Tomlin praise and the building of statues and the putting him in the Hall of Fame and all of that
stuff, because
they're 7-2 in part because a lot of the things he's done.
Well, he's also put trust in Wilson. That's been part and parcel with putting him in there, is letting Wilson try to win the game. Like, after they have the Warren fumble, they get the ball back. I wonder if Mike, if it's a different quarterback he doesn't trust as much, if they're somehow in the same position, is given the keys to go and go for a go shot like that. He trusts Wilson. Wilson's paid it off. The other thing I was going to actually start with giving Mike praise for here is, and he looks smart about this right now, as I'm about to give this guy, this player, a lot of props too. Whenever people would ask him about Patrick Queen, he defended him. He could have, and not that Mike ever like really throws guys under the bus in his presser.
Yep.
It's very rare. But he frustrated some of us by defending him. You want to know one of the reasons why Jaden Daniels didn't do squat with his legs? Patrick Queen was a monster yesterday. There was a play where Daniels, I saw Mina Kimes happen to highlight it, which I didn't think of at the time.
Second Kimes reference here. She's getting a pop or two.
Well, she just pointed out this has, and I know that she knows this because she's watched all their film. Like, that's what she does. He runs left. She says this has been a first down run for him all year. He just gets to the edge and gets 10 yards, right? Queen just absolutely laser beams sideline to sideline, knocks him out after like a 1.5, 2 yard gain. He was terrific.
Chris,
that was easily his best game yesterday.
We could go down the list of guys, though, that fans and people like you and I, we were very critical of what the Steelers did.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we weren't so much on the actual Cam Hayward deal, but you would have thought leading up to that decision that fans were done with the guy, that he was dead to them. Oh, he should be the one taking a pay cut. He should be the one that should be going to them hat in hand. Dude had 2 sacks yesterday and was one of the best players on the field. That was a brilliant move to talk him into taking that deal, which had no guaranteed money beyond this year, and appeasing Hayward because he's having a huge renaissance season. You look at Dan Moore, continues to have a steady year. You and I both thought the guy sucked. He's had a pretty good year at left tackle. Mike Williams comes in, 9 targets, 1 play, 1 touchdown. That's their number 2 wide receiver after we all bitched up a storm for 6 months about filling that hole.
Mm-hmm.
So many things that
they've been proven right.
Yes,
so far,
everything.
Period.
Everything Khan and Tomlin are touching is turning to gold here, Chris.
I just have to give them a lot of credit. I mean, I've felt like this was building for a while. I felt like this team was different. Yesterday, let me put it this way. I'm not going to be surprised in the slightest if Washington goes out and wins a couple more in a row after this and if they look like the old Washington.
They got to play Philly on a short week. That's a toughie, but I get your point. I don't think they're going to collapse.
I don't think they're bad. I don't think they're a fraud.
Miss the playoffs.
Also, Philly's coached by Nick Sirianni, so anything could happen in that game. That's not a compliment to Nick Sirianni, just for what it's worth here.
Well, be careful, because I think he has family members who coach down at Washington and Jefferson.
I made a joke today on social media about him and how bad he is, and a lot of Eagles fans jumped in to say, yes, that is correct.
Yes, no one hates the Eagles like the Eagles fans.
Correct. But I just think that the Commanders are a legit team, and now, I don't know, no matter how skeptical you are of certain things or how much you believe, like I do, that the Ravens' offense is scary or whatever, how you could have watched that game yesterday and not feel like the Steelers can stand on even footing with pretty much everyone left on that schedule.
412-928-9370, and it was supposedly a hellacious schedule. Now we're going to go into Ravens week, and the Steelers have a 7-2 record thanks to a double-digit comeback win, thanks to more clutchness from Russ, thanks to big plays from guys like Mike Williams, who showed up 15 minutes ago. So are you in? Are you believing? Are you on the bandwagon? Finally, was this enough for you to say, yes, this team can win the Super Bowl? Yes, they can compete for the ultimate prize. Yes, they can beat Baltimore in the big games. Yes, they can knock off Kansas City or Buffalo. 412-928-9370. That's 412-928-9370. On this glorious Veterans Day, we'll get to your calls next, but first a headline from Charlie.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
We have resilience. We have guys that can step up in moments. Moments not too big. We have newcomers in Mike Williams and Preston that are just getting into the fold and making big plays when they count.
Cam Hayward has played more games as a Steelers defensive player than anyone in team history, and yet he's only won a single playoff game. That's all he's been a part of. And talking up this team, is this the year the Steelers break the drought and go on a run after beating Washington yesterday in such entertaining, dramatic fashion? How are you feeling at 412-928-9370? Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service. Here's Andy in Monroeville. Hello, Andy.
Hi, guys. Great show as always. Mike Tomlin and the Steelers had a great day, but I have a comment about the fake punt, okay? Fourth and 15 on the 15-yard line. Fourth and 15 is a long way to go. If it was fourth and 5, I'd say, okay, Mike, go ahead. And then we have Pierre on the left side. He messed up that reception pretty
such
bad.
Such an egregiously bad call, though.
Like
such an
Scotty
egregious.
Miller.
Andy, hold on a second.
Yes, sir.
They just won a game, and the first thing you're doing here is bitching about something that happened in a win, right?
Other than that, Andrew, I praise Mike Tomlin for a great game. I just have one
yes,
bad
but
comment.
Then you
that's
went
all.
In, but then you just completely went into the bitching part of it. There was 5 seconds of praise, and then you were going to go into a long form
complaint
reason why
session.
You were pissed about something that they did. No?
I've got 90% praise from Mike Tomlin, Andrew.
But why would you lead with the 10% of not praise?
Yes, that's what we're a little bit thrown off by, Andy.
Because it's something I didn't like.
Okay, well, why not focus on the 9 out of 10 things that you did like?
Normally, if you were an employer, Andy, and you liked 90% of or 9 out of 10 things that an employee did, you'd probably start with 4 or 5 of the good things, wedge the bad one in there, and then finish with 4 or 5 of the good things.
You seem to be focusing on the one bad thing, that's all.
Well, it was 99% good things, 1% bad things.
Okay, now we've even increased it up to 99% good.
I got 99 problems, and that one thing is really ticking me off. Not as catchy as what Jay-Z did.
Now, if Andy had come back and said, look, this was such a bad decision, something like this in an important game against a better team than Washington, a Baltimore or Kansas City or Buffalo, they do that against one of those teams, they're not going to get away with it, and they're going to lose. And that's why I'm pissed off at Mike Tomlin today. I'll listen to
Andy,
that.
Andy, if you're listening still and you're not mad at us for what we just said to you, this is my only reaction. If you are that happy, you might feel that way about the call. We'll debate that call that they made later in the show.
Of course we will.
It's a big part of the game.
We'll debate it all afternoon.
I just would say, like, I would check my wiring if I said I was that happy, but all I could fixate on after a win, a thrilling win, was that. Like, that just, I don't know, that doesn't compute to me. That doesn't seem like, when he says it's all positive, it doesn't seem like the positive stuff actually weighs as heavily as that one negative thing.
Here's Anthony next. He's downtown. Hello, Ant.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I'm happy to say I am a veteran, and I'm also happy to say I was there in D.C. yesterday for the game.
Oh, let's go. Now we really want to talk to you, Anthony. What was that like?
What was the crowd? Give me the crowd. Yeah, give me the crowd takeover percentage here.
Oh my gosh, there was so much black and gold everywhere you went. I was downtown Saturday, the Lincoln Memorial, the Vietnam Memorial. All you saw was black and gold. You know, I mean, we took over that city, literally, and it was a joy to see. I'm happy to say that I was a part of it. In retrospect, I want to say this. We are very lucky as Steeler fans to have Tomlin as a coach, and a lot of people fail to realize that, you know. If you look at it in years past, we had players making plays. We had Pickett and we had Trubisky. Not so much. The biggest difference between last year and this year, these drives, they're ending in touchdowns, not field goals. We're not griping and complaining about 4-12. Said we're overjoyed because we're scoring 28. We're overjoyed because we can overcome a 10-point deficit. We don't even think twice about it because it's. To me, it's expected.
The last, thanks, Anthony. Thanks for your service.
Thank you for your service, yes, sir.
The last Steelers team that I would have felt comfortable saying could have overcome a situation like they had yesterday and won a game is 18. The 2018 team was the last time I felt about a Steelers team like I feel about this one offensively in particular.
I don't want to sound like Andy in Monroeville, okay? And you can tell me if I am. I do right now feel fortunate that Tomlin's in charge. Because some of these moves, Fields wanting to come here, Russell Wilson ultimately signing here, Patrick Queen taking less money than the market said he was worth to come and play for Tomlin, to also put it back on Baltimore and get revenge on them. I'm in the mood to give him credit for all of those things. However, to fully feel like I'm lucky to have him as a coach, you've got to win the games in January. As an organization, as a team, the standard is high enough where just glorifying a man for wins on November 10th, just it doesn't feel right to me.
I would like to believe he would tell you that he also doesn't care. He knows he needs to win these games right now, but I would hope he would say, I judge myself the same way. This is the first Steelers team on paper, and when I actually watch them in practice, that I will be judging harshly come January, assuming they do get there, which I think they will, because they look good enough to beat other teams that are really good in the AFC.
Here's one of our favorites, Mike in Maryland. He was there. He got a hall pass from his wife. Washington fans are mostly idiots and obnoxious, so he had to deal with that. And hello, Mike, for joining us today.
What a weekend, dude. What a weekend.
Did you see the people? Did they still dress up with the dresses and the pig noses there? Is that row of people still there?
The Hogs.
The Hogs, yeah.
The Hogs, I didn't see them, but they do have the mascot. I don't know what it's called.
Did you drink so much that you threw up at any point this weekend, Mike?
Dude, I'm thankful I was home when I woke up. That's all I'm going to say. I mean, but I remember everything, but it was a lot.
What do you call them, too? Beardos or whatever?
He has a weird phrase for beards.
Brew bobs,
yes.
Okay. All right, Mike, so you were there. Give us the lay of the land. Give us the take from right in the belly of the beast from yesterday.
Dude, it was jammed. I mean, completely jammed. And they tried to do this burgundy towel thing that just did not work out.
Ballsy, that was Brian Mitchell's idea.
Yeah,
that guy joined us on Friday. He never brought it up.
That didn't, maybe because he knew it was going to crash and burn. That did not go well. They would show wide shots of that, what is it, Northwest Stadium it's called now?
Yep.
And you could not tell anybody was waving burgundy towels. It was very obvious on every shot that it was a road fan takeover there.
Absolute backfire. But, dude, I'll tell you what, and I never watched, like, the sideline cams, but, and I said this earlier to, Joe Starkey. I don't know the whole drama thing, and I don't want to, like, drag it out, but I didn't notice until my boys pointed it out to me. I guess Future used to date Sierra.
Yes.
So between all of the breaks and everything, they were playing Future songs, and you could, You could tell I was sitting right behind Pickens. And that is the most I've ever seen that dude engaged. Like, they wanted to win for Russ. Like, I know this isn't a whole Russ tour thing, but it just, I don't know, man. It felt...
You know what I saw from Pickens, Mike, which is interesting that you point that out. I saw everyone likes to say, like, is George happy when he's getting his? And he played a good game. He was very good again, made another vintage Pickens catch and had some vintage Pickens goofball but, like, effective moments.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I kind of got fired up again, and you know how cynical I am. Just seeing him right after they showed Tomlin. My buddy shared this on Instagram, like the video of Tomlin close up when Newton jumps going, got him. And Pickens is in there, like, punching him and, like, fired up and, like, in his face, and they're going wild. That gets me fired up. And you know me.
Yeah.
People are probably lining up to say, I can't believe Mueller's being positive. It got me fired up. Like, they actually have a team that is pulling on rope in the same direction that believes that good things are going to come from it.
I mean, I think Russell Wilson going into the lineup has risen Pickens' game to a new level. And if he took it personally because the whole rap sideshow of yesterday, I didn't know about that. I mean, I would be pissed off, too, if they were doing that to try to get under my skin. I hate seeing great talent go wasted. And we've had a few of those guys here, especially at the wide receiver position, Martavis Bryant especially, where it's like, man, if this guy actually had his head screwed on straight, he could be a great one. And with Pickens, I think we had the episode earlier in the year. We had the blip on the radar. And I think... since Russ has gone back in, we're seeing a guy look like he can be an elite wide receiver. I said months ago, I didn't think that they would give him a second contract. I got to rethink that right now. This version of George Pickens, I'd give him $28, $30 million
a year. When I see him whooping it up with Tomlin and looking like the consummate teammate, like he's not thinking about what did George do today, thinking about we just won, this kicks ass. It makes me feel like Mike is a little more validated in saying we've been working with the guy. And to be fair, Martavis self-sabotaged off the field. The one weird thing about Pickens, it's always been on the field
stuff.
Good point.
Follow us on Twitter, brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. All right, after yesterday's win, are you finally on the bandwagon and buying in and thinking, yes, this team can do it all. They can win it all. They can beat the Kansas Cities, the Baltimores, the Buffaloes. They're as good as anybody. 412-928-9370. If you're a veteran, we'll put you right on because we want to talk to you today. We want to discuss this great Steelers win. First, a quick headline from Charlie. Great to talk to you today after an exciting Steelers win to get to 7-2 and set up this massive game against the Ravens on Sunday. We'll have Tomlin tomorrow. We'll spend all week teeing up that one. We do need to spend time today, though, reflecting on what we watched yesterday with you at 412-928-9370. Donnie's actually driving back from D.C. He did not go to the game, but he saw the cavalcade, the buses go by him. What is that, I-95?
Yeah. Oh, you want to talk about a mess driving through that area at any time.
So he'll be back with us tomorrow. We don't have his play of the game, but we still nonetheless have our PM team plays of the game in the Steelers' 28-27 win. We'll start with mine.
All right, Pittsburgh has their two timeouts, so they may take it all the way down here and see if they can jump and get it free for themselves.
And there is a jump. Washington played into their hands. Wilson celebrating. Steelers are going nuts on the sideline.
That wrapped it up, and if Washington didn't jump,
who knows?
It would have put the Steelers in a precarious spot. I would have gone for it. You can't be the team, in my opinion, that fakes a punt from your own 15-yard line because you're not living in your fears.
And then doesn't go for it on 4th-and-1.
And then when you only need a yard to win the game, says, we'll give the ball back to them.
After you've already gone for it on a 4th-and-1 earlier in the game.
And here's my logic on that, too. I think, showing faith and trust in both units by doing that. If you punt, all you're saying is your defense can get the job done.
If you go for it, you think we can defend every inch of grass and blade of grass.
Yeah, and they're still not in field goal range. Now, the reason why I didn't want to just punt the ball there is I wouldn't have been able to sleep at night if you punt and then Daniels does to you at the end of the game what he did at the end of the first half and orchestrates a drive that sets up a game-winning field goal, and you didn't give Russell Wilson, Jalen Warren, your offensive line, or however you want to do it.
Chance to win the game.
A chance to win the game, yes. So,
but old Johnny Newton.
They didn't have a play. I mean, Zach Frazier was the one guy that didn't get the memo, we're not talking about this, and said, yeah, the whole point was to just draw him off sides.
Wait, I mean, if they're not mad at him, if they're mad at him for that, come on. On the CBS broadcast, you could see Tomlin standing next to the official. What is he telling him? Hey, I'm calling timeout, by the way, if this gets down to 1 second. Like, everyone knew this, except for Johnny Newton. What's Newton's fourth law, Milesy? An object in motion must respect the neutral
zone.
Did
he do that today?
No, but I would have. I mean, I would have goaded him into it. All right.
What's yours?
You know what? I thought you were going to go with something else.
Oh, wait. Let me just say before you get to yours. Underrated play is right before they got him to jump off sides. Cordarrelle Patterson.
Nice
that
little
run. Yep. Actually set up a fourth and short where if he gets stopped for a 2 or 3 yard gain, they don't even
It's not even on the table.
And
nice little student or a little kind of like end aroundish play, like little student body left. He read his blocks well too. He is as large as a tight end, by the way,
yes,
at this
he is.
Point.
And I don't even know why I said Warren would be in on that fourth and one. It was obvious to me that once he fumbled the ball, Tomlin had lost all trust in
him. He was running better than Harris, though. I mean, and they clearly, that was a sting for them. Although, how about Steratore saying they probably could have blown it dead for forward progress? Anyway, hey, I need the music again. I can't play. Okay, good. Just making sure. I was going to go with Pickens' first touchdown, which I don't know. I didn't hear if he turned the wrong way at first or if Russ threw it to the wrong shoulder. Either way, Pickens made just a gross, gross catch. But I'll use this instead, because if you wanted to, if you asked me to distill down to its very the lowest terms essence, what is different about this team than all these other ones I've watched almost since Pony and I have been doing the show together?
Yep.
And what is different about these guys versus those teams? What's got me believing it's a play like this?
Third and long, Wilson floats it way upstairs. Williams, he's got.
It's such a disgusting throw in a good way. It's
off his back foot. There's a rush already getting to him, and he just puts it up. And I'm guessing the play there. Now, I don't know quarterbacking like a quarterback would. I'm guessing the route is, I'm going to throw it as close to that front pylon of the end zone as I can. Off his back foot. And when the play started, Pony, I don't know about you, even knowing Russ's reputation, I thought, this looks like a prayer. It might have been, but it was answered. It answered pretty emphatically. The ball was perfect. Here's the other thing I want to stress about this. Do you realize the amount of faith they have to have that play called on 3rd and 9? When if they don't get it, then you got to get 10 yards on the next play to keep the game going.
Right. It's not a let's pick up half of it and make fourth down easier.
Let's not try to get to 4th and 3 here. It's let's go for the jugular.
Yeah.
Let's go all the way. Let's throw the haymaker.
It's honestly a no, 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 yes. Play for me. Oh, no.
I don't even.
Touchdown. Woo!
To the extent we assume Mike is obviously heavily involved in global strategy at that point, if they're somehow in that situation with Fields, he's not allowing for that. He's calling something that's an RPO to try to get it to fourth and manageable.
I agree with that.
That's why I go with that one, because that just, it tells me everything I need to know about what Russ has tangibly brought and intangibly brought.
Plays of the game. The hard count to get Washington to jump, and then the Mike Williams touchdown.
The moon ball.
Thank you, Charlie. 412-928-9370. Let's get back to you. Here is... Oh, we got to give this guy first dibs today, because he's a veteran, Johnny the Barber. Hello, Johnny.
Hello, and happy Veterans Day to all the veterans out there.
Now, Johnny... I want to say thank you for your service.
Yep, thank you, Johnny.
But I do have to point out, you did predict Steelers 7-10, and they are 7-2. So is your next prediction an 8-game losing streak?
Hold on a second.
Oh, no. Johnny.
Sorry, I think the Steelers are going to possibly pull like they did their 11-win season.
And lose 8.
And lose 8 straight out. It's possible. But I wanted to take his time and, hey, good on you, Pony, for your philanthropy, for the veterans' causes with your big gambling wins.
Thank you.
That's a big of you.
Yes, I had a very good weekend. I won on the Steelers game money line. Mm-hmm. And then on Thursday, I had a gigantic parlay that was all Burrow and all Chase.
And it hit.
That hit. And I'm like, I could just spend this money on frivolous things, or I could actually
you donated
put it towards a good cause. Yeah, so I asked people for some veteran causes today.
Man, Twitter must not show me your tweets.
Elon must not like me, but I would think he would like something like that. I don't know. Yes, Johnny?
I liked it, but I would suggest you take a small pittance of your winnings and donate to a very worthy cause, the Austin V Foundation.
I've never heard of that.
Make a wish for virgins.
I've heard of the Jimmy V Fund for Jimmy Valvano.
Yeah, this is like make a wish for virgins, because virginity is a terrible thing to embrace, and we got to break this cycle.
Now, are we sure with Austin it isn't celibacy, where he's actually practicing this abstinence?
Celibacy is another word for no game.
Hmm. All right, thank you, Johnny. Anything else?
O-H-I-O.
Yeah.
The worst part is I knew where it was going because he like misspoke and started to say virgin in there, and I was just I know where this is headed.
I got to be honest. I don't know if I would have taken the call from him on any other day but Veterans Day, but I just have to be very respectful for everything he's done for us, which I think he's had multiple tours over there.
He also made
did it early in his life, and then after 9/11 went back.
Really?
Yep.
Well, how I have no concept of how old Johnny is.
He just turned 50.
So wait a minute. Hold on. He would have been I guess he could have been like 20 for the Gulf War, right? Mm-hmm. And then been like 30 plus for okay. Timeline lines up.
Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevy, low 43. How are you feeling about the Steelers win over the Commanders? Are you ready to buy in and embrace this team and feel like this team is championship caliber? 412-928-9370. Plus, we will discuss the fake punt scene around Pittsburgh when we come back. But first, a quick timeout, then a long commercial-free segment. It's the PM team.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.